Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at the helm. Then when I say we, I mean Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison at the helm of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another week. This is the last week of February 2021. At the ready is Mr. Harrison with the top stories of the week. And the people who are on the lists, according to the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. So let's go through, this is appropriate, the stories and the people. We'll see what sort of ancillary discussions we come up with, because people always kind of get a kick out of how we read into some of these things and how we veer off the track during the course of our conversation from time to time.
Speak for yourself, the little train that could.
Yes, the little radio show that could.
Yeah. Here we go. At number 10, we have that terrible Tiger Woods accident, and that's tied with just the state of America's mental health. At number 9, we have winter weather and climate change and the Mars mission. A little science. At number 8, social media bias, the First Amendment, and Rush Limbaugh's death and the future of talk media. They're still talking about it out there. It's tied at number 8. At number 7, race relations and police reform. At number 6, U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China tensions. I guess the main story under foreign affairs has been the fact that Joe Biden has been bombing Iranian actors in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a test. Don't you think it was a test?
I don't know.
Biden? Okay, we'll see how tough this guy is. Maybe we can push him around.
Yeah, I think they may find that Biden is pretty tough.
Yeah,
When he thinks it's in his interests to be. And right now, I think Biden thinks it's in his interests to be a new kind of Biden. Not the old Biden, but a new Biden.
Right.
I think he's learned a lot of tips from watching his predecessor. Seriously, a lot of...
Yeah, right.
If he's smart, he'll handle himself from a tough centrist position and not give fuel to the concerns that he's a puppet of the AOC crowd.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And number 4, the Capitol insurrection testimony and internal party politics. There's an awful lot of beating people over the head from people in your own party on both the left and the right. The Democrats and the Republicans are having their own internal struggles.
We need to have a swamp flush and get rid of all of these people. They're not serving anybody but themselves. If you look at the nonsense going on between this Marjorie Taylor Greene and the woman who's her office mate, and then some of the other stuff that the squad on the other side is doing, how that, in the name of God, do the people who elect these people think they're serving their needs? They're not talking about the issues. They're not getting into, you know, how do we make the country better? How do we fix the problem with COVID? What about the economy? I mean, this is nuts. These people are crazy. Is that what we've come to? No, seriously.
Which people are crazy?
I'm talking about this Marjorie Taylor Greene and the woman in the office. You know, they're holding up signs in front of each other every day when they go into the office. I mean, this is not like they've been in this kindergarten in a sandbox, for God's sakes.
Mm.
It's we have so many things to deal with. And that's why they're able to, I'm off on a toot here a little bit, but that's why they're able to get these bills through. Have you looked or discussed it? I know there's been a lot of conversation about it on some of the talk radio programs, at the construct of this bill, this $1.9 billion, and the fact that less than half of it goes actually to aid to fix the problems or help people who are having problems. Most of it goes to projects, many of which will not start until 2024.
Mm. This is the nature of the system. It's not so much the people as it is the system. The system has pitfalls in it, and the biggest pitfall in the system is that we have to elect human beings to these positions who are subject to, you know, ambition.
Robots.
I think artificial intelligence and robots are the answer. I'm saying that in jest, but only partially in jest.
Yeah,
the concept is, look, how many years have you and I been having the same discussion about people fed up with the BS?
Pretty much the whole 30 years we've been doing this.
And it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. human beings are making progress in very slow increments over the centuries. That's why we look at things like the Magna Carta, and we still, you know, the Declaration of Independence. Milestones.
We got that machine that went to Mars, though. That was pretty cool this week.
Absolutely.
Wasn't
that's
that
why
cool?
That was. It's very cool, and
somebody could figure it out. You know, without artificial intelligence, human beings with brains figured out how to do this.
Yeah, think about that. Think about the potential we have within our DNA for greatness.
Oh,
and then you look at the spectrum of humanity, and boy, I'm dangerously close to falling off the edge of not believing that all people are created equal. You know, all people are created equal, but
that's
what you
true.
Do with that opportunity, you know, uh-huh. all people should be treated equally, but my gosh, look at the, you know, we call people geniuses because they come up with silly little ideas, or they're in show business, or one guy's a football genius. But real geniuses are people that can figure out how to send a speck of dust millions of miles into space and land it in a specific place and send back pictures and then take soil samples.
Think about that. In the meantime, we spent more time talking about Mr. Potato Head this week than we have talking about landing that machine on Mars.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember playing with Mr. Potato Head when you were a kid?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I still play with potatoes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I do amazing things with them in the kitchen. But the fact is that now this is a disgrace that Mr. Potato Head has lost his whatever potatoes used for that purpose.
His virginity with Mrs. Potato Head.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mrs. Potato's very unhappy. Oh, let's go now. I don't know where we are.
I think I've lost my way. Foreign affairs and
or something like that. Foreign affairs and U.S.-China tensions. As far as China's concerned, he's also trying to be tough with them.
Good.
And as well he should be.
Right.
At number five, he meaning Biden. Trump legal problems and Cuomo under attack. Number five, the Manhattan DA's got his hands on Trump's tax returns. The public can't see it, but they can see it, and we'll see what they see, and then we'll see it. And
isn't that
Cuomo,
Cyrus Vance? His father was a senator, wasn't he? Or what
somebody.
Was he?
He was an ambassador.
I remember him.
His father was somebody. Cuomo is fascinating. Cuomo, you know, is his former.
Sliding down that slippery slope, man.
Ooh-wee, you know.
Yep. See you later.
And number four, capital insurrection testimony and internal party politics. Did I talk about that? Yeah, no.
We're wafting in and out of it.
Where the heck am I? Okay.
You're at number three.
Am I? All right. Who am I? What am I doing here? Biden, do you remember that? Biden cabinet hearings and Trump to speak at CPAC.
Mm-hmm. As this program airs over the weekend.
Yeah.
Some say we'll hear it after he's spoken at CPAC on Sunday. This is red meat, man, to that bunch.
Well, he's going to try to establish himself, and his loyalists are going to try to establish him as, one, the leader of the Republican Party, which he kind of is, and two, the presumptive nominee for 2024, which he could be he's not in jail.
Yeah, right.
At that point. Did you just say no? Did you, like, dismiss that?
I have gotten to the point where when I see Trump in a story, I hit delete. I think that we've had it just in my construct anyway, in the conversations that I want to have with people on the air, I don't lead. This is nothing. There's nothing coming from Trump or the people who love him or the people who are trying to destroy him that's constructive. It's like I'm going back to what I said about Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and that all they're doing is this is about them. And it's not about the greater good. I just think there's too much of it. I think there's so much more important stuff going on, and it's not Mr. Potato Head, but there are a lot of things that are, including focusing on this $1.9 trillion bill that the Democrats are pushing through that is loaded with pork. Remember when we used to do the pork? Who was the guy that did that pork thing from? Remember him? We used to have him at the talkers' conventions all the time.
Yeah.
I don't remember his
name. Alan. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Somebody like that. The pork book was published every year, and you'd see
Citizens Against Government Waste.
That's it, right? Yeah. Tom, somebody. I can see the guy curly.
Tom Schatz was that, but
Tom Schatz.
It was Alan. It was Alan something, an African American conservative man who was an outspoken advocate of limiting government spending, and he's still out there. He's still speaking.
Schatz is too. Yeah.
He's quite bright. At number two. the economy and the education crisis. The economy takes into account the $1.9 trillion debate.
Right.
At the time we're having this conversation, it's planned to go to the House, where it will probably be passed, and then go to the Senate. Some of its critics are afraid that it is too much too fast for the economy to handle without overheating. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And number one, COVID-19. Vaccines, variants, and stats. And this past week, we cracked the 500,000 deaths, which is a staggering number, and we're trying to come to grips with it. Very difficult. When do you want to do the people? After the break or now?
Yeah, let's do some when we get to the people list here. As we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, check out the list at talkers.com or on the DJV website or the DJV social media pages, all listed there. Very important for you to get a handle on what's going on. Okay, so I want you to listen, Michael, to this. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Did you hear that?
Was that somebody's nose running or something?
Yeah, well, it was actually me spraying Clear into my nostrils.
Ah, so Clear. I was close.
You were. You were very good. Yep. This is a system that hydrates while it works against contaminants, all the things that are in the air, all the things that are in the room, all the things that are outside, whether it's the cold weather, the warm weather. This is something that's applicable and usable now for sure, because the fact that xylitol, the main ingredient, kills bacterial colonies, kills viral colonies. You can use it to block bacteria like strep and staph and viruses like the flu and SARS and COVID. It moisturizes and cleanses your sinuses. Fabulous product. And it's cheap and it's easy to use. It's a little plastic bottle, as I just did. You heard me squirt it up my nose. That's what I do every time I want to talk about this, and it clears me right up. Small moments, no matter what the season is, can be spent by sticking Clear up your nose, basically. I guess that's a little squirt, and you'll have done yourself a great service. Help yourself to being confident that you're going to be okay through all of this stuff. This is another way of doing it. Learn more about Clear by visiting xlear.com. Buy it on Amazon, over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. That's clear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch or back on the radio, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories this week that are important according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can hear Talkers Radio, see Talkers Television, all kinds of things. It's all about talk. It's talk about talk. Now, so, with the story list behind us, but we haven't delved into the people stuff, so why don't you do that, the people list, Michael?
Yeah, lots of them come from the Biden hearings for his cabinet, but let's get to the whole top 10, which has several ties. We have at number 10, Tiger Woods, number 9, Rush Limbaugh, and the aforementioned Cyrus Vance Jr. at number 8. At number 7, we have Andrew Cuomo and Lindsey Boylan tied. At number 6, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene. Doug Steffen's favorite human being. At number five, we have Kyrsten Sinema tied with Joe Manchin. At number 4, Merrick Garland, Neera Tanden, and Deb Haaland. Yogananda Pittman is at number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden has eked him out for the top spot in terms of being a name on people's tongues. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people.
All right. The people list is... Oh, is that? Can we go back to something? I think we were talking about this off the air, whether or not, because Limbaugh number 9 here on this list, and whether or not there is enough substance to. There have been some suggestions by some of our colleagues that there be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Rush Limbaugh network of all of the old things captured over the past 32 years. There is, I think, we figured out 15,000 or so hours of Rush Limbaugh on the radio. And in my mind, this is like Casey Kasem, the reviving of the American Top 40 show that he was on for 20-some-odd years. You hear that every weekend on stations all over the country today.
Yeah.
And so is this something from your perspective as sort of the go-to guy? I know people are still asking you to do interviews about Limbaugh and his career. So does this where does this go in the...
Well, first of all, I know what you mean by a network. I mean, this certainly is a place for some type of a shrine to Rush Limbaugh's many, many thousands of hours of recorded
commentary. On the radio, would there be a place, would Premier, his syndicator, start a separate channel with nothing but Limbaugh on it, 24 hours a day?
What do you mean a separate channel? You mean a full radio station?
All limbo all the time.
There's a huge difference, Doug. There's a huge difference between a 24/7 radio station of limbo all the time and a 3-hour a day show.
Well, but there is a Howard Stern. There's a Howard Stern channel that's 24 hours a day on Sirius. It's all the old stuff. It's not anything necessarily fresh. I mean, he's got his own. He's got actually two channels, I think, at Sirius, and one of them is just his old stuff repeated over and over again.
I'll give you my professional entertainment.
Yes.
Of course, there's place somewhere for a platform of 24/7 streaming Limbaugh stuff. But that's a very different thing than what to do with a 3-hour program.
Yes, they're two different things. I'm
right.
Sorry if I'm confused.
Yeah, exactly. They're totally different things.
Yeah.
And I think both are viable. But there are 24-hour services dedicated to the history of people far less famous and popular than Limbaugh. I mean, it's a no-brainer that Limbaugh's material will be repurposed, which is the term we use in the business, for some type of a channel on a multi-channel platform such as Sirius, where you have the luxury of being able to offer your subscribers this channel and that channel and this channel. But in terms of a radio station, I don't see that as a format.
I don't either. I didn't mean it to be that. I'm sorry. It wasn't as clear as I might have been. But I see it as a way of Sirius. We're smart. They make a deal with Premier, not to get too much into the weeds here. But there are a lot of subscribers who may not be on Sirius at the moment who would be jumping a chance to sign up to listen to a Limbaugh channel. I think there are tens of thousands of people.
They would. And the Limbaugh people have that option. Believe me, they're thinking about it, and they should.
Yep, they should. 28 after.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A late night vote in the House on the $1.9 trillion relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final tally just after 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
On this vote, the yeas are 219. The nays are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The package includes $1,400 stimulus payments, an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits, a benefit of up to $3,600 per child, and billions of dollars for schools and local governments. Two Democrats voted against the bill and now moves on to the Senate, where a provision increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is expected to be stripped following a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian. Federal unemployment benefits expire March 14th. USA Radio News. Day two of the Conservative Political Action Conference is wrapped up in Orlando, Florida.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on cancel culture.
Speaking of being canceled, the last 6 weeks, the radical left, their corporate allies, the liberal media, have tried to cancel me, censor me, expel me, shut me down, stop me from representing the people of Missouri, stop me from representing you, and guess what? I'm here today, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not backing down. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Former President Donald Trump giving the keynote address at CPAC on Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Also speaking at CPAC on Friday were Senators Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton, along with Representative Steve Scalise. Conservatives unveiling a gold-colored statue of the former president, dressed in a jacket, red tie, and stars and stripes boxing shorts. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week we pledge to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world of news talk radio all across the country. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to talk about the president, the COVID situation. We can put a couple of things together here, Michael, and get your thoughts. One of the things that's coming up this week is a conversation I had with my friend Uri Geller in Israel. The focus on vaccines there and what's going on, and wondering, because people in America, and this is becoming, and it ought to be, a subject of scrutiny, you know, what are we giving up for the right to live here? Are you going to have vaccines, show your papers? In Israel, this week the government announced that they were going to share the names and the personal information of anybody who refused to get the vaccine. And I feel sometimes, listening to some of the people that are in public health, that we are going in that direction. We have to identify these people. People need to know. It's like wearing a badge. You understand what I'm saying? In Germany, that's what this sort of, and that's what has been the discussion in Israel about the if you don't have the shot, then you're going to have to wear something that will identify you as someone who's not had the shot. I would think this would be the last place in the world that would happen, but anyway, that seems to be on the top of people's minds there. So how much do we risk as Americans if we don't go along with the program? We've always praised individual thinking, but that seems to be going down the tube, is it not?
Well, that's a good question, and this is certainly an issue that's being discussed. And what it brings to mind is that there's a very, very narrow fuzzy line of difference between harsh tactics that take away freedom and necessary tactics that protect the society. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between having your name on a list because you might have a disease that could spread and kill people to the fact that you may have a religion that people consider to be unsavory and we want to kill you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to look at it a little closer. Sometimes we have to take measures. I mean, half a million people have died in the United States from this wretched disease. And
well, there's not even agreement on that. There are some doctors who say that it has been that has been exaggerated. The government's going after hospitals who have declared people have died of COVID when, in fact, they haven't.
Tell that to the bodies in the refrigerator units that are out in the streets outside these big city hospitals where they were piling up the bodies and they're dead and they were alive before and they had COVID and that was the difference. Look, all I'm saying is that, you know, I'm for personal freedom. I've been talking about privacy and I talk about the First Amendment. So I'm on the same page with you there. But sometimes I think it's a waste to create alarm over these principles when in fact we're facing an existential crisis, when we're facing survival. Mm-hmm. All these political ideologies and notions and ideals are excellent in normal times. But when guns are firing and people are dying and viruses are spreading and asteroids are hitting the planet and famine or anything that is outside the ordinary, we have to turn to our collective might, to our state, to our power, to our governments to do something to save lives.
Are they able to do it? Are they constructed? There's so much time. That's why I hit the delete button when I see Trump, because I see nothing coming out of those discussions that moves us forward. As a matter of fact, half of the things on the list here, I suppose we could put that, we could sort of put that into, you know, the discussion of what's important and what isn't. It's beauty in the eyes of the beholder, right?
I think that the entire table of material is important as an entity because, you know, Mr. Potato Head is important. It's just not as important as what to do with the $1.9 trillion situation that, if not properly calculated, could set us off into a economic problem for years, or it could be just the right recipe for success. We've never been here before. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you know, dictating what's news and what's not, and what people should be talking about or not, I tend to be, you know, obviously disciplined enough to want to make a good radio show, but I think we should be open-minded enough to realize that there are many different dimensions to the condition we're in, and it all creates a bigger picture.
Well, it's the beauty of the format. If we can go back to a conversation you and I have had many, many times about how the really good talk people can take something and really make you think about it, because they can go in a dozen different directions with just one idea. Okay, let's go down this street with COVID. Like, what about the gyms? Are we going to be able to go back to the gym? And, you know, why aren't we? What's going on? Is this a super spreader going to the gym? They said that about restaurants, and that didn't pan out. So, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, do we know that restaurants aren't a super spreader? I mean, obviously, restaurants have been cut back, and we are, the numbers are coming down.
Well, if you believe the American Restaurant Association, the trade group for restaurants, no, it wasn't the fault of, it was people not wearing masks and practicing social distancing. It wasn't the restaurant's fault.
No, but you can understand why the restaurants would want to, assuage fears that going to a restaurant is dangerous. You know?
Of course. Yeah. Right. You know, and
everybody has their own financial interest involved in this, and you can't blame them.
Not at all.
And there's inequity. You know, the fact that it took so long for people to wake up and go, hey, how come teachers aren't at the front of the line if we have an education crisis and we're not giving teachers the vaccination early? That was a mistake. It was just a mistake. It was an oversight. Things happen when you go quickly. Now they're rushing to get teachers vaccinated. The whole issue with restaurants. You know, the American restaurant industry is in deep, dark doo-doo. It's in trouble. We're going to lose a lot of restaurants that formerly, you know, that are sort of hanging on the balance right now. We've already lost a number. We lost
and
restaurants
jobs,
before this.
Businesses, livelihoods are. And then back to the discussion of China and their role in all of this. And how are we holding them accountable for all the people whose lives have been lost? If you believe the 500,000, okay. How's that settling with people. Well, I don't see enough action from my perspective against the Chinese government to hold them accountable for all of this stuff.
Yeah, my view on that is we should hold them accountable going forward in terms of our practices and deals with them, and we should educate our people as to how each and every one of us in our own economic lives can be cognizant of the danger of feeding the Chinese machine.
Which means stop buying things made in China.
Absolutely. That's the answer to the problem.
And get the companies that are there. Going to business with them, all of our big companies that go over there, have them make drugs, have them make cars, parts, have them all the things that they've done. Everything you look at is made in China. That has to stop. Maybe it's too late because we've fed them. America has created the problem.
Well, we thought they'd be a great economic partner, and we misread them. They didn't misread us. We misread them.
But
the point I'm making is just getting angry or being tough on them or punishing them. That's not the answer. The answer is to let them know they can't get away with it anymore. We're stuck with them. We can't get rid of them. We can't. What are we going to do? Bomb them out of existence? They have the largest population in the world of any country. You know what? Mm-hmm. And are they?
1.3 billion people.
Yeah. Like are there people evil? People no. Their people are their people are people.
No, people aren't evil. It's the government that's evil.
So what are we to do? Punish the people? I mean, it's not easy to mitigate these situations. That's the point. It's so easy in a talk show. It's so easy on a campaign stump.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll get tough on them. But the fact of the matter is, it's difficult to turn these ships around. And we have to have patience, we have to have continuity.
Okay, more people should know, however, the ins and outs of things like all of the retirement boards, the states. I use CalPERS as an example. It's the pension system in California that has like $80 billion in it. And not only that state, but most of the states around the country, if you look at their portfolio, it's loaded with companies in China that is American money, American retirement funds investing in Chinese companies that are building weaponry whose only purpose will be to attack the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't people talking about it? They don't even know it. They don't pay attention to it. It's there.
Well, people are beginning to talk about it. Most people don't know about that.
Well, it's important for us to make sure that we have that information in our hands, I think. We'll continue. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts of the week. It's February 22nd to 26th, the week that we're looking at. Right now, I want you to think about taking stock of your body and your brain together. Your body, you're on to Calitrin, losing weight, that's cool. Are you making sure you're taking care of your brain with Prevagen? Prevagen is the dietary supplement, the all-natural dietary supplement that leads you to have a healthier brain and a better life. You want to take care of yourself. Take care of your brain as you take care of your body. With this healthy supplement, the natural ingredients in Prevagen, a lot of vitamin D, for example, add that to your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory and improve your age-related cognitive impairments, because we all have them as we get older. I use this. I take one of these every single day. Important for you, important for your family, important for all of us. Make sure you're getting the best out of your life. Make sure your brain is as healthy as your body is. Prevagen, Prevagen, Prevagen. Find it pretty much everywhere for a healthier brain and a better life. At Talkers.com and also on the DJV social media at DJV Show and Facebook and at the DJV website as well. You can find the stories of the people every week. People list this week includes the number 10, Tiger Woods. Number 9, Rush Limbaugh. Number 8, Cyrus Vance Jr., the one who's going after Trump and his tax returns. Andrew Cuomo, a lot of people are after him. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 6, somebody people ought to be after her. Number 5, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Merrick Garland, his hearings going forth this week. Number 4, Yogananda Pittman, the new police chief, Capitol Police Chief in Washington, is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty appropriate, very interesting list. Stimulates lots of conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
DQ presents how to find meal fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty, in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Tiger Woods accident. Kind of a bizarre reality, isn't it? Number 9, lots of talk about the Mars mission and how successful it is. Thank heavens we have something good to talk about with regard to our government and a government agency. Number 8, social media and the First Amendment and the future of the social media system, talk media, etc. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran, because of the bombing especially this week. Trump and his legal problems at 5. The Capitol insurrection investigation, number 4. Biden and his cabinet appointments, number 3, the economy, number 2, and COVID with regard to vaccines and viruses, etc. That's it, the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, so we're at the point in the program where I want to talk about what Michael's doing on his Michael Harrison interview. And he teased it a little bit a few minutes ago in talking about all of the hours. He's had some great conversation with Rush Limbaugh. So what are you posting this week at mhinterview.com?
We have a 31-year-old interview that I conducted for print with Limbaugh, and it's very, very interesting to see the seeds of the modern era of talk radio taking hold in what he had planned to do and the questions I asked him, and it was the beginning of the modern era.
In terms of the focus on him and how he changed over the years. When
yes.
You go back and listen to that, and then you think about how he sounded, let's say, the last year. What do we note about that? Because it was
a
huge
story arc. It's an amazing story arc. His whole story is amazing, and you could see the seeds of it. Don't have enough time to get into it other than to tell the listeners, if you listen to any podcast that I've ever done, and you're a talk radio fan, and you're a Rush fan, or even if you're a Rush hater, listen to this podcast. It's unbelievably insightful and historic. It's gold. It's at mhinterview.com. Or at talkers.com, mhinterview.com. I'm really pushing this one because I'm really proud of it.
Well, I would think you'd smile. I mean, I've heard some of it. And it's just, I mean, I remember Limbaugh from the beginning. You know, he and I were close at the beginning because we were both starting about the same time. And, it really is kind of fun to remember back to those days and how much fun it was. And then it wasn't as much fun. It was important radio, but to me, it didn't seem as much fun. Maybe that's a reflection of the times. All right, Michael, thank you.
Reflection of the times.
Yep. Michael Harrison at mhinterview.com and talkers.com, 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and this portion of the program has the feature of having a conversation with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor of law at Bentley, the founder of Scamicide.com, a great lawyer, general practitioner, I would say. Right, wouldn't you? On your shingle, does it say Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, my mom's favorite son, and general practitioner?
No, because a young Jewish boy who becomes a lawyer is because he wasn't smart enough to become a doctor. So she prefers to say I was a used car salesman.
My son the doctor, my son the lawyer. All right. Well, Steve's job is to help us understand some of the things in the story list from Talkers Magazine that have legal implications. So I'm going to ask you something about one of the ramifications of this COVID thing is keeping people from going to the movies, keeping people from going to restaurants, keeping people from going here, there, or whatever. So I'm of a mind at the moment to legally challenge. A friend of mine was talking about having his daughter's playing softball, and he wants to go sit on the stands with his mask on and watch the softball game. And the local constabularies have said, no, you can't. So I said to him, if it were me, I'd sit there. If they want to arrest me, let them arrest me. Let them take me to jail. Let me go through the system and have them prove, using the law, that I can't sit there and watch the game. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't, you know, I agree and disagree in the sense that, you know, there can be right now the way the COVID situation is, we could have a loosening of the rules if people would follow them. I mean, you know, I watched some of the college football games during the fall and saw some of these stadiums, particularly in the SEC schools, where there were too many people without masks and they were close together, and you know, it isn't safe. But you know what you're saying is, let's have some real health evidence in regard to what are the limitations you're putting on people's lives and the economy, and you know, that's a reasonable thing to do. That you could even go as far as, Doug, if you want to do this, an old law called a writ of mandamus.
Oh, I love that.
You haven't even heard of it, but
no, I have. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and that is asking or requiring a public servant to do their job. And, you know, frankly, it would be interesting to see what would happen if someone would file a writ of mandamus against some of the, you know, the health executives to find out maybe they could communicate a little better with us. But let's also look at it's a lot worse in this country because people don't follow the basic rules. They don't wear their masks. They're out there partying where they shouldn't be. A lot of college towns have had huge increases. I live in a college town, and we had big increases when the kids came back. So it cuts both ways. People can responsibly get out there more than we're allowed to, but we've got to be responsible.
All right, let me throw this at you. My friend Uri Geller, you know who Uri is.
Sure.
Lives in Israel. Yes, exactly. Some people call him a magician, but he's not really. Anyway, so he tells me this week that in Israel there is a requirement that you, they've been very successful at getting everybody their shots, but now there's sort of a legal rift among people there because the government says it's going to require you to do two things, where you have to have a card that says that you've been vaccinated, and they're going to list the people in the country who have not had their shots. And so, I mean, they actually, what I thought was most I would think it would be very frustrating for Jews, frankly, they're going to ask them to wear something, a badge that says, I've had a shot. Oh, man, I can't imagine that going over too well.
No, that one. I don't know who the genius was that came up with that one.
Either, right.
You know, requiring people to do it, but wearing and even publicizing who has not. Boy, that wouldn't fly here. And I imagine when they say you got two Jews in a room, you got three opinions, that's not going to fly high in Israel either.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's have 30 seconds on Trump's legal problems.
Major. I mean, the tax information has finally been turned over to the Manhattan DA. He's got pending investigations in Georgia. He's got serious IRS issues. He's got a lot of legal issues. It's going to take time. The system is slow, but he's in trouble.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.